The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis is discussing the din of Tzaras Erva, and it says V'chulin Shoyba and Kiddushin Agerushin B'Safek Ha'Eila Tzaras Chotzav Samitz Hamas. If you have a situation of a Tzaras Erva, but it's really a Safek whether there is a Kiddushin or a Gerushin, so it's a Safek if she is a Tzaras Erva or not, so then the din is that she is Chalatzas V'Lei Misyabemis because she might not be a Tzaras Erva. So the Gemara gives examples of a Safek Kiddushin and Safek Gerushin. The Gemara says, what's a Safek Kiddushin? Zarkla Kiddushin, he threw the Kiddushin to her, Safek Karavlai, Safek Karavla. It's a suffix if the Kiddushin was close to him or close to her. Zeh suffix Kiddushin, that's a suffix Kiddushin, because we don't know if her Dal Amas were kind or not. So Rashi explains, there were exactly 8 Amas in between the man and the woman, Rishus Arabim. But Dal Amas Kainisham, and Dal Amas are kind of Rishus Arabim, Bazarka, and he threw it, suffix Bidal Amas a Karvla. Suffix Bidal Amas a Karvlai. So then we have a suffix if she's Mekudashus or not. Now Reb Nachum over here, in his Chidushim, asks a Gevaldik Diak, makes a Gevaldik Diak in the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that he threw the Kiddushin and it's a Safek if it's Karav Lai or Karav La. So effect Reb Nachum, he says, why do we have to mention Bechlal, the Safek that it was Karav Lai? That Lachar has nothing to do with the Safek over here. The main Safek is, was it Karav La or was it not Karav La? In other words, was it in her Dal Amas or was it not in her Dal Amas? If it's in her Dal Amas, then Dal Amas are kind. If it's not in her Dal Amas, if it's further away than Dal Amas, then it won't be kind. But the fact that it's Karav Lai, Lachar has no bearing on the Shaila. So the Safek should be simply through a Kiddushin. It's a Safek, was it Karav Lai, was it not Karav Lai? In other words, was it in her Dal Amas, was it not in Dal Amas? Why do you have to mention the Safek? Yes, it's a Safek, was it Karav Lai, or was it Karav Lai? Lachar, the fact that it was Karav Lai has no bearing on the Shaila. It has nothing to do with it. It's just the Shaila, was it Karav Lai, was it Karav Lai or not? So why would the Mishnah say something which Lachar has no Shaychus to the Safek? And Reb Nachum says a very geshmak ataretz. He says, "I'll pee the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ein Ches." The Gemara over there says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a case where she would be megureshes even if it's beyond her dal amis, even if it's may amis, far away from her, if it's yechayla l'shaimra, if she's able to be meshama the get. In other words, she has control over it. She could guard it and stop other people from taking it. Then even beyond dal amis, that's considered her reshus, and therefore she would be megureshes. So Mimela, it's not enough to say it's a Safek Karav La or not, because even if it's not Karav La, but if she could be Meshamer, if she has control over it, then that also would be considered Megarashis, that has a din of Karav La. The only way she won't be Megarashis is if it's not Yachal Sharma. So that's what the Mishnah means. It's a Safek Karav La, Safek Karav La, because if it's Karav La, that means he's the one who's being Meshamer. It's close to him. He has control over it, and by definition, she does not have control over it. So that's a way of saying that it's not even, not only is it not in her Dal Amis, but it's also not Yachal Sharma, because he is Yachal Sharma. So Mimela, the Mishnah has to speak out the suffix is whether it's Karav Lai or Karav La, because if it wouldn't be Karav La and also not Karav Lai, it's still possible that she would be Megarashis, Mekudashis, because it's Yachal Shamra. But now that it's a suffix, is it Karav La, Karav Lai? In other words, we don't even know if she could be Meshamet or not, then Taka, it's a real suffix, and that's why it's considered a suffix Kiddushin.